You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser.
This is your seat at the table. Thank you for tuning in to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is the producer, Darren Clark, with a shout out to all our listeners and exceptional guests because we have passed the 1 million download mark last month. And that's great news as far as we're concerned. We couldn't have done it without you. Keep sharing the show and make sure you're actually subscribed on Apple Podcasts and head over to businesslunchpodcast.com if you want to sign up for our email newsletters and other goodies from Roland. But for now, let's get stuck into this short but smart episode.
If you're concerned in terms of bringing on investors, the biggest risk in bringing on investors is that you lie and you get sued, or you didn't tell the truth and the SEC sends you to jail and you get sued and you lose your money. So it's a really great thing to do. And there are some risks, but also there's just no place to make more money faster than going into those markets. And just to show you a little bit, so Bezos, he only owns 12% of Amazon, and Buffett, 38% of Berkshire Hathaway. So Bill Gates, 1.3% of Microsoft. Amazing, if he hadn't given away that stock, he'd be maybe a trillionaire, who knows. Phil Knight from Nike, 19% of Nike, and Zuckerberg, 28%. So none of these people have a majority interest in their company, but you can control the company even though you don't own it. Bezos has a proxy with his ex-wife. A proxy just gives you the right for whatever period of time you agree on. It's a contract to be able to vote someone else's shares. So his deal with her in the divorce was, I'll give you these shares in settlement, but I want to be able to vote them. And the market was interested in that as well, because it's like the market kind of freaks out. If he was to lose half of his stock and control, that'd be an issue. For Buffett, he has Class A shares, and the Class A shares have 200 times the voting power of any other share, okay? And with Gates, he just has common shares. He didn't really care, but he had control for a while. Phil Knight, also Class A. And he, through the Class A shares, is able to elect 9 of the 12 members of the board of directors, so he will always have control of the board, meaning the board can't throw him out. And Zuckerberg has shares that have 10 times the voting power of any other shares. So these are strategies that a lot of people don't think about, and if you don't think about it, then bad things can happen, because if you think about Steve Jobs got thrown out of Apple, Dov Charney out of American Apparel, George Zimmer out of Men's Warehouse, David Neeleman out of JetBlue, and Chip Wilson out of Lululemon, even though they were founders. And one reason that I really recommend that you read Phil Knight's Shoe Dog and Chip Wilson's Little Black Stretchy Pants books at the same time is that you'll see the difference between somebody who's worth 30-odd billion versus somebody who's worth 4, because they lost control of the vision of the company, because they didn't necessarily get bad legal advice, but they didn't get great legal advice. And because there are so many different ways to own shares, a share is just a contract, right? A share, it's called in law a chosen action, which just means it's a thing, it's a physical thing. And on contracts, you can write up anything you want. On offers, we've seen with How I Buy Companies, you can structure it any way that you want. When you fill out your taxes, if there's no form to do what you want, I learned this from my dad, who's a longtime tax attorney. He just make his own forms up, his own forms for the IRS, and send them in, right? And they're like, cool, no problem. Same thing with stock. Stock can have any rights that you ascribe to it. You only have to think to put them on there. So whether it's, I want to have always control of the board of directors, or I want to have 200 times the voting rights of anybody else, or any other thing that you can think of, you can do so that you don't suffer these kinds of results. Because to me, nobody should have been able to throw Steve Jobs out. And if he hadn't had the success he had with Next, the ability to come back in, we wouldn't have Apple the way that it should be, right?
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review.
And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.